after that, boil them. You put them in. They don't take long. You have your water boiling. And then the minute it's boiling, you tip them in. And then when it comes back to the boil, you just give them a quick stir. And they turn pink and they're out. You don't overboil them. They're pretty quick to boil them. And that they keep better out. But they don't all. Some bring them home and then boil them, you know.
Oh, okay. So then if you, so they keep, so keep for longer, basically, once you've boiled.
Only, yeah, not much longer.
Right.
But they want boiling fresh. They pick better. If you keep them a long time between them dying and you're boiling them, they don't pick as easily.
You mean take the shell, yes, pick the shell off?
Yes,
yeah.
So if you want them to be good pickers, you boil them quick, you cool them quick, you put them quickly into a net and hold them over the side.
Into the water.
Boil them, cool them, and then when you get them home, everybody sets to round the table and picks. And that was Sunday nights for me for many a long year.
Sunday nights?
In the winter.
Picking the shrimp, or going out to
pick
out?
Picking shrimps, yeah.
And then what would happen to the shrimp?
Then, well, we didn't get, we pot them, you know, pot them. So that was like done in the kitchen. But I mean, we were not doing this as professionals. We were not doing this on a big scale.
So how many of you would be picking them? Yeah.
Oh, maybe the big grandma, granddad, me, dad, and maybe a couple of mates. And I used to bring mates round because I used to get bored doing it. So I used to try and make my mates come down and do it as well.